today. I'm Mindy McNeil, and I am joined in studio by Andy McCullough and Barbara Paris, and they are here to talk about an event that's going to be happening on August 17th at 7 p.m. It is called Swinging for Survivors. It's a jazz benefit evening for Reintegra. Welcome, both of you, to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mindy. Glad to be here.
Great. Now, we were talking a little bit beforehand, and I had mentioned that I had seen one of your flyers for this event, and it really just, it struck me. And so I did some research, and, you know, I wanted to find out what this benefit is about, what is it? And as I was getting into it, I was like, whoa, this is about human trafficking, helping survivors, different things. So if one of you or both of you could just, you know, maybe just give me just a little bit of history on Reintegra, I would really appreciate that. Maybe, Andy, if you could.
Yes, I'd be glad to, Mindy. So Reintegra is a nonprofit. We're based in Lafayette, but all of our work right now is in Mexico City. And it actually started in Mexico City by a friend of mine named Herman Villar. And Herman and his wife had directed a safe home in Mexico City. And as survivors come in, survivors from human trafficking, they would just challenge them to start their slate clean and dream about what they want to be, because their home, they now have a boys' home, but at that time it was just women, young women, minors, and a lot of them come from broken homes. That's part of their story of how they ended up being trafficked. And so they would dream about what they wanted to be. And as they started to age, Herman and Lorena realized, okay, who's going to help them fulfill that dream? And we've got to. And so he started Reintegra, left his position at the home and started Reintegra around 2012. And I had become friends with him and helped raise some money. And then in 2014, he died of kidney failure. Mm-hmm. And I went down to his memorial service, and I was so moved and by his story and his life, and he had been a good friend, and I realized, okay, someone has to take up the mantle. And things fell apart down in Mexico in terms of the nonprofit after he died. And so January 2015, we started Reintegra here and have slowly added survivors that we're supporting. And we're supporting 8 survivors right now currently, and they're most of them are working toward university degrees.
Okay.
In fact, several have graduated, are now working on masters. And the idea with Reintegra, it means to reintegrate in English, and it could be reintegrating back into society, but another meaning is to take what's broken mm-hmm. and make it whole again. And we feel like the lives of these women, how can we help them fulfill their dreams and live whole lives again?
Now, I know you had mentioned, you just ended saying women, but I know when you said in Mexico there were boys as well or men, or so is it the same? Because I think part of what I wanted to find out a little bit about too, because it sounded like there was Reintegra in Mexico and then here in the United States. So how's that liaison? Because it's no longer in Mexico, right?
Right. So when Herman died, Reintegra in Mexico ended. He was also a businessman, and so he had funded a lot of the nonprofit, and the resources ended. And so that civil association in Mexico closed, and we started Reintegra here. And on the permission of his widow, we kept the name and the logo and things like that. And most of the women that we support were supported by Reintegra in Mexico before as they started. The boys' home is new, and so we partner with that safe home. Still, most of the women that we support have come out of one safe home in Mexico City, and the boys' home just started a year ago. So none of them are at the point of our focus is when they age out of the safe home and helping them go to school or get job training, kind of the next phase. Of their recovery.
Okay. Now, Barbara, when I was talking with Andy, he was telling me that this was your brainchild, is that correct?
Yes. I was in Paris last April, and I happened to see a lot of this human trafficking. And it really, really, really touched my heart, and I kept thinking of things I could do to make a difference to these women, like right on the sidewalk, don't be ashamed to respect yourself. And it came to my realization that they were from all countries, they spoke all languages, and that they were actually trafficked people. And so I went on to think about that, and I did a little project where I put these little papers in my pocket and passed them around, left them places where they were, just words of encouragement. Then I came back, but prior to that, I was in Holland, and I saw the same thing, and in England. So it has been reoccurring in my travels. So one day at the church I go to, they had pictures of all the women and their stories. So I stopped and started reading their stories. And by the end of it, my heart was just so broken. I just thought, now it's getting closer to home. It's right here. And so I had given one of the girls a CD, and I went to her that day after I read those biographies and looked at the photos and the stories, and I just said, I want to do something for Reintegra. And I thought to myself, I can sing. I can't do a lot. I can't give them a lot of money. I can't save the world, but I can sing. And so it turns out she passed the information on to Andy. And Andy and I had briefly met at a dinner months before, but we didn't get very far. I didn't understand really what his position was with Reintegra.
Now, the benefit is happening. It's going to happen on the 17th of August, and it's going to be happening where? At the 200 East South Boulder Road in Lafayette?
It's the Muse Performance Space. Okay. And that was another thing I wanted to do was, it's a brand new performance space. It's not a bar. It's not a restaurant. It's just for live music right now. They will evolve to other things, but currently. And Reintegra is also located in Lafayette. So the idea was to bring it all into the community and bring the awareness of Reintegra up in the community. And the fact that people can get involved, even if it's a little bit, if they don't come to the concert, they can still donate. They can bring the awareness up, because we even have human trafficking in Colorado.
Yeah, it's a sad situation. And so I think people don't think that it exists, you know, but it really is. Because I think what we do as Americans, we think, oh, that just happens in that country. It doesn't happen to us, you know, or we could have, honestly, I've always felt like we could have passed somebody who has been trafficked. So that's something else as well. And so do you find that a lot, Andy, that, you know, because I know talking about just even Colorado, even, is that?
Yeah, and it's a worldwide problem. They estimate 45 million people are enslaved, and not all of that is sex trafficking. It can be labor trafficking, mm-hmm. or child soldiers, things like that. And it is a problem here. It's also a problem, one thing about Mexico, and I was connected to Mexico because a friend invited me, and I was exposed to the issue down there. But I start to talk with some of the women that we support, and their clients were Americans, mm-hmm. some of their clients. So we're part of the problem. We have sex tourism, yeah. is a big thing, and where men will travel to other countries just for this very reason. And so for us to engage in it and help bring about a solution is important, I think.
It's very needed. And Barbara, I know you have reached out we have some artists who are going to be a part of this. There's Kevin Lufkin, we've got Mark Simon, Roberta Brenza, Jill Fredrickson. So you just contacted them and they were just on board, or how did this come to be with them as well?
Well, as it turned out, I hadn't been associated with Roberta Brenza, but I hadn't heard her sing. And we ended up, I was talking to Ellen about doing part of this. But as it turns out, she may be able to do a part of it, but not the whole thing.
Ellen?
Rucker.
Okay.
The Grand Dame.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So, anyway, so as it turns out, Roberta and I showed up one day to sit in with her, and she was so kind to invite us to both sing at the Mark Murphy tribute that they're having coming up in September. And so I heard Roberta, and she heard me, and we had known each other but not been that intimately close to each other. Okay. So we were talking about, I was telling her about the project, and because she had worked in her life advocating for women and children and having worked in social policy in Chicago and Denver, she was really excited about it and offered to join in. Now, the other musicians I hired for the project.
Okay.
They all are very, also very supportive of this particular project.
And I think it's a very worthwhile cause. Now, you have a CD there that you have opened up and brought. So what is this CD about?
Well, this is a CD I did with Billy Wallace, who passed away in December.
Okay.
And I used the same artwork as we did on the flyer.
Flyers. Okay.
And this gentleman I met in Paris, he was a Russian artist, and he gave it to me for a jazz project. He actually did this painting for me.
Wow.
And so we are going to have these CDs available at the performance, and some other CDs and things that will benefit Reintegra.
9 decades of jazz. Okay, there we go.
Yes.
Great. Now, like I said, this is going to be happening. It's on August 17th, 7 p.m., and tickets are available where, if somebody wants to buy a ticket, Andy or Barbara?
They can go online to reintegra.org, and we'll make it more available on our website, but if you go ways to get involved and you click that, you can scroll down and find it, but we'll put a link more visible as we get closer. Or they can just show up at the door.
Okay.
I mean, the venue holds 90. So
okay.
We could sell out, so it might be good to reserve and go ahead and buy a ticket online, or you can just show up that evening.
Okay, great. Thank you both so much. And is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know?
Well, the tickets are $15 online
okay. In
advance, and they're $20 at the door.
Okay.
We will have some appetizers and beverages, and we have we're going to have an opening trio, and then some of Roberta Brenza, and then I'm going to sing a set. So it'll be a varied group of artists, so it will be interesting.
And it sounds like a very intimate environment as well, so that sounds really good. So okay, so Friday, August 17th, 7 p.m., but get your tickets early because they could sell out. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, great. Thank you. I thank you both so much for being here and just for letting Kuvo be a part of this.
Oh, we're glad. We appreciate you.